A Czech national and eight others missing since last Friday following a terrorist attack on an oil field in Libya could be in the hands of Islamic State, according to a statement released on Monday by the Austrian Foreign Ministry. Czech officials have not gone as far, saying they were in the process of gathering information and sending envoys to the region. Jan Wellinger spoke to the former Czech military intelligence chief and defence specialist Andor Sandor to get his assessment of developments.
I think it's too early to say who stays behind that, because it is now very fashionable, if something like that happened, number of groups call themselves as those who did it. And it's now fashionable to say it was us, Islamic State. I would be careful to wait before we are perfectly sure, because if we know who did it, we can proceed with a way how to either free them or to talk to the kidnappers about the hostage. If it is Islamic State, it cannot be entirely excluded that they will end up eventually as the 21 Egyptian cops. They were beheaded, I would say, a month ago. If it was other part of the Islamic terrorist groups that are spread all over the territory, there is a chance that the negotiations may proceed in the foreseeable future.
To my understanding, even IS has released prisoners in the past. There's speculation that there was some kind of negotiation, some money transfer in specific European countries. What is the stance in the Czech Republic on a negotiation with terrorists?
We try to keep low profile. We don't want to say publicly what we do in this respect. It's good that the government tries to do as much as it can to free these people or to free people that are eventually kidnapped. Whether we pay or not, we do not officially say anything about that. In the case 2004, when our two journalists were kidnapped and took hostage for 6 days, they were freed without anything being paid to Iraqi guys who kidnapped them. But the government possibility to pay is limited. If the kidnappers want, for the sake of argument, $2 billion, that would be out of the question. So it all depends on the both sides to reach an agreement.
The former Czechoslovakia, former communist Czechoslovakia, had strong ties to Libya. Could old ties still play an important role in gathering information now?
I wouldn't say so. You know, the Libya has been broken for 4 years. And now when the country has two governments, when the country has two parliaments, one of them sitting in Tripoli, the other one sitting in Tobruk, with a limited authority, everybody's fighting everybody. I don't think the central authority has a large impact on what's going on. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody told me that we don't have too many information sources as we used to have. But the fact is that there were a number of Libyans studying Czech Republic, so in the Czechoslovakia, so they could be approached, but to what extent they can be helpful. I think that if we really want to be helped by somebody, it's the foreign countries, foreign intelligence countries. I would rely upon the help of Egyptian government or the French government, the countries that have big say in Libya, and countries that are very much afraid of the future development. I am not very optimistic at all, and the future will show us whether the people had any chance to be freed or whether the people kidnapped were at the same time sentenced to death.